I imagine the search could seem complicated, and allowing yourself to settle within the concept, I am the one I've been waiting for kind of idea. You know, we are the ones we've been waiting for is a very supportive idea for me, and scary in a way too. It's like, who, me? Oh no, kind of thing. And it has really turned out to be true in a lot of ways for me over many different aspects of my life. So the search continues for, as I hear you saying, and the invitation to allow the search to come from within with your own superpowers and your own gifts to the world. And certainly keep listening to the great masters and the people who have recognized the truth of who we are in this lifetime. What's coming up for me is the concept of being grounded within the search itself and within the work of moving forward in the processes. That a lot of things can come up, and if we stay grounded, then whatever comes up is simply something that we notice on the like outside of us, so to speak, or within the hologram of the game that we're playing, and can remain grounded in the self for the duration of however long that lasts within the vision of our life there. So just to get started, may I invite you to feel this physical body and feel it sitting relaxed in your chair or in your seat. It's fully embodying your body. Noticing it has been breathing this entire time. That breathing is there to serve you as you share your gifts with the world. Allowing the entire space around you to support your being. Noticing your breathing. Noticing thoughts that may come up. Just allow them to go by. Allow this present moment to expand. As Alan Watts has said many times, the moment on our clock is measured with a hairline second hand. And we tend to think of this present moment as a minuscule, tiny fraction. And my invitation to you is to allow this moment of now to begin to open. So it's actually beyond time, this moment of now. Allow your sense of this moment, the sense of your being, to gently expand. Expanding in space. Expanding in time. Recognizing it's all the same stuff, the space-time. It's all the projection that we see around us. Appears to be external to our bodies and our experience. And actually we include it. Notice what it's like to literally include time and space within your being. From this perspective, all of time-space becomes very small. As we see from a grander perspective. Imagine coming back, focusing more on your physical body, whereas you include all of time space. Your physical body is included within space time. Allow yourself to bring your focus back to your physical body gently. slowly coming into your physical body, noticing the difference in perspective of the physical body being inside space-time versus our true nature, including space-time itself. As you re-embody your physical body in this moment, notice some of the thoughts and ideas that you've had planned for yourself, been wanting to do, whether they're well fleshed out or still exploring and moving forward. Take a moment to write down some of those that come to mind, some ideas you've wanted to do. You may have one big one that's very clear, or a few options like a to-do list. Anything is okay. Allow your list to come to completion and find one topic to focus on for a little discussion. The idea of digging into this one topic, what are some things that you may have to let go of in your life in order to fully embrace this topic, to fully bring it into your life? And simply the practice of meditating, whether it's 15 minutes per day or 1 minute 15 times per day, this concept of meditation is simply being with myself for this moment. And doesn't have to take us a long or a whole elaborate arrangement, but even in any moment, and be with the self and then forget about it. Oh, that's right. And just be with the self at any time. It's like a continuous meditation. Anytime you forget, just bring your focus back and notice. And it's a continuous process. So, having the idea of your list or the item on your list there, noticing the parts of you who are already connected with this item. The parts of you that are already connected or optimized. Breathing into those parts of your optimal self, These are your superpowers we've talked about before. We have many superpowers. Breathe into the ones that are aligned with this particular topic. Those parts of us that are already well established, simple for us to do. Breathe into those and allow their strength to expand within your being. Bringing online other parts of yourself that may not have had as much practice. Allow your well-developed parts to offer energy to the parts that may desire more energy. As the infinite power of the universe animates allow this animation to expand to all parts of your being. Blessing all parts of yourself. Activating all parts of yourself. Really digging in to the truth of who you are. An infinite being having this experience within a physical body. The ego has ideas about what needs to be fixed, what needs to be corrected. Recognize everything is perfect. Everything is correct. Simply allowing yourself to consciously feel the being. This being is your groundedness. is your ultimate anchor? Let your consciousness shine like a light within your being. And your light shining out for other people to see. As you settle fully into your being, allowing your being to effortlessly express itself within the world. Allowing your work to energize you. Feeling excited as you embody more and more of your being. Continuing to take moments to notice your being. Allow this to become a regular practice. Here I am. In a moment, we will come back into a speaking mode. Just feel this experience now, in this moment, as your awareness is filling more of your being. As you are aware of more of your being, allow yourself to take a mental note or a mental snapshot of this feeling so you can refer to it at any point. Till it becomes second nature to simply be in full embodiment. Allowing a few more breaths at your own pace. Simply notice your body breathing itself. as you notice your being being itself. Again, reinforce this mental snapshot of this experience. And keep it in your proverbial back pocket so you can call it up at any time. And begin to re-embody the physical bodies. I welcome you back into this shared space.